Well, welcome to the local spotlight show here at Jerseyville. Welcome to the local spotlight show here. Welcome to the local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. With me today, I have a couple ladies that are in the Madison, Bond, Jersey, and Calhoun Employment and Training Department. I have with me Caroline Tavener. How are you, Carolyn?
Good, thank you.
Carolyn has been doing this job for 35 years, helping people find jobs. Located now at the 120 West Pearl in Jerseyville.
That's right.
You've been over next to the court, underneath the courthouse, or not the courthouse, the government building.
We were there
a while.
20 years.
20 years, yes. I used to come in and see every once in a while if I was looking for somebody.
Right.
You know? Yes.
You did.
Yeah. You fixed me up several times. And you do a lot of great things, helping
find
jobs and helping businesses find people. So, and with Carolyn today, I have Darlene Ladd, the assistant director, the big cheese, takes care of everything that has to go on. I guess you're Carolyn's boss. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is.
She's your boss. All right. So, the job center is a government, Illinois. Who has your paycheck?
Sure. So that's where it's a little interesting. We are actually funded through the Department of Labor, which is funneled to the state of Illinois through DCEO. And then those funds are funneled to Madison County, who then covers the areas of Madison, Bond, Jersey, and Calhoun.
Okay. And the goal, your job is, in essence, to help people who are looking for jobs, to help them connect with businesses, or, you know, just you're the connection, the in-between, the middle person, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And you do a lot of other things as well.
Yes. We also work with businesses. We provide programs such as on-the-job training, incumbent worker training, and then we also work with apprenticeships.
I see. Carolyn, for 35 years you've been doing this.
Right.
And you've come from Hardin.
Absolutely.
We've known each other forever. You've known me since I was a little kid.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah,
right? I sure have.
We have connections. So have you been working in Jerseyville for those 35 years?
I have.
You have?
I have.
Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit about where you started, as far as what started whenever you got in this business and how it's progressed.
Oh, my. Well, I started with Illinois Valley out at the Sysnick Complex in 1989 at that time it was called JTPA, Job Training Partnership Act.
I remember that.
And I started as a JTPA clerk, and then I graduated to case manager, and I was with West Central for 10 years, and then, Illinois Valley, West Central had subcontracted to Illinois Valley the programs, the JTPA program. And when the contract was pulled, then I went with the contract. I was very fortunate to go to West Central and was there 20 years. And then same thing with Madison County. When the lines were drawn, I went with Madison County.
Okay.
And that's here I am today.
But in Madison County, you cover Jersey, Bond. And,
right.
You got a big
My
area.
My service area is Jersey and Calhoun.
I see. How many jobs have you helped people find over the years? Wow.
Well, I couldn't say.
Thousands?
I wouldn't even fathom a guess. We, not only jobs, but we work with youth. We had a big summer youth program some time back, years ago, and we have a dislocated worker program, and we worked with the trade when the businesses closed, like Owens Brockway and U.S. Steel. Those were all
trade programs. Help those people.
And sending those people back to school.
I see.
And retraining. And then they would maybe need jobs, and we'd have placements for them, help them with placements. We do a job listing that we post every week. This individuals can come in and pick up a job listing. It's about 14 pages long that we put jobs from the local areas. and people can come in and pick those up.
So I imagine you have pretty steady traffic.
We do. COVID played a big part in that, but I think our traffic is rebuilding.
Okay. What can you say to the local businesses out there, you know, as far as how you can help them, how they, why they should come in, talk to you? What can you do for them?
Well, we can, first of all, advertise that they have job postings. We right now are working with youth in placing youth in jobs. We just recently placed a youth at the hospital, and we can post any employer's jobs on our job listings for people to pick up.
Okay, so you advertise on your job listings. Where does that job listing go out? Who sees that?
Well, we have people that can come in and pick it up, and then we email probably to 100 different people a week, plus various agencies.
Okay. All right. Have you had any interesting situations over the years that you'd like to talk about? Anything that kind of sticks out that maybe this happened and it was like the coolest thing ever about helping people?
Well, I've had some really interesting people, and everyone, they just want to go to school. We do retraining, and I've had a lot of young people that have graduated from high school and been eligible through our WIOA program to go to school. And we contract with different colleges, Lewis and Clark and SWCC and Calc, for training if an individual's eligible by our criteria.
I see.
And, I don't know. I've had mothers that have one mother that lost her husband, and she had a little child, and she needed to go to school to support the family. And she's done that, and now she's an LPN.
Oh,
so there's
lots of
cases, you know. Everybody's individual, and they all have a story, and they're just great.
Yeah, and you're there to help them out.
We do our very best.
And people shouldn't hesitate to
come
to your office.
No.
And it's 120 West Pearl.
Correct.
And it's a really nice building. Nice
We're very
office.
Happy.
Yeah. Yes. Right across the street from the gym bar, if nobody knows where it's at.
That's right. Down the street from Homestead, right in the middle of the block.
Yeah.
Right. But it's very accessible, which is great for our customers.
Okay. What if, you know, somebody like me, okay, who's not real computer savvy, right? And I need a job. I need a job bad. And I don't know what to do. You know, I go in and I need a resume. You know, and I could you help me with a resume?
Absolutely. We do resumes. If you can't utilize the computer, we will
teach me.
Well, we'll do it for you. Right, at no
charge.
That's
better.
Right, there's no charge. We don't do placement in employment normally. If we know of someone that's hiring, we'll refer that individual.
Okay.
But to do like a placement agency, no. But we will help. An individual can use our computers, our copier, our telephone for cold calling for jobs.
Okay. And you can kind of teach them, kind of help.
Absolutely.
Kind of help me,
right.
Like, okay, this is what you want to say.
Right.
You know. Mm-hmm. How about for businesses, the local businesses? And I know there's a lot of local businesses that they have needed help. I mean, it's gotten better.
Right.
But there for a while, it was really tough. What would you do if I was a business owner and I came in, I go, hey, I need some help. What would you do for me?
Well, we do that. Businesses are familiar with us, and we have several businesses that call us and advertise their job that they have available in their in our job listings, and we post that. And then if we have someone that comes in regularly, an individual that's a job seeker, we might refer them to that job if that's what they're looking for.
You're kind of like a matchmaker, aren't
you? Sort of.
Put two and two
in a reserve sort of way.
Yes. And I know, Darlene, being assistant director, I know your job and what you do on your end of it is even more extensive. Can you tell me a little bit about what goes on? And
sure. So when you were referring to the businesses, one of the things that we offer to businesses that they're unaware of is called on-the-job training. So if you want to hire someone who has little to no experience, maybe has never worked in the industry, you take a chance and hire this individual, if they meet our WIOA eligibility criteria, we can reimburse the employer up to 50% of their wages for up to 6 months.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Well, it definitely offsets the cost of training, because as you know, when you hire a new person, the biggest cost is training. So this helps offset the cost, because typically you're not just hiring one person, but you're taking a person to train.
Exactly.
So now you're down a salary and a half, so to speak, because the new person's really only half a person until you get them trained.
Exactly. Who's eligible for that?
Okay, so for WIOA eligibility, there's some guidelines. One is we look at family size to income. So we have to look at the income ratio for the family. Two could be if a person receives SNAP, TANF, or SSI, that would be eligible.
Okay.
Or if a person had been working and are now not working due to no fault of their own, possibly a layoff or some type of termination, and they've been found eligible for unemployment or receiving unemployment or have recently exhausted unemployment, that would qualify them as a dislocated worker.
Okay.
So what we tell employers is if you're in the process of hiring and you interview someone you really like, send them our way. Let us screen them. You don't have to ask those questions. You don't have to get into their business. Let us do it. If they're eligible, we'll work on a contract. You hire the individual as you would otherwise, and then you receive the reimbursement.
Okay, so I go into this program, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's some paperwork to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have this person working for me. And do I fill out something for them every week and send it to you to make sure they're progressing?
We have to get paperwork to show that they're on the payroll.
Okay.
And it has to be a commitment on your end that this is going to be a permanent employee. You can't just hire them for the 6 months you're going to get the reimbursement and then drop them. We understand sometimes it doesn't work out in relationships between employers and employees. So that's fine. You're not going to be penalized for that. But it has to be the intent that this is a permanent employee. So yeah, you'll send us information just to verify that they've been on the payroll, that you've been paying them. You'll do an initial contract with us.
Okay.
And then we, before the person starts, we have to do our paperwork with the person and qualify them before they start. We cannot go back. If you start them before we get a chance to meet them and do the paperwork, we can't go back and bring them in.
Okay, even if I like fired them and then I rehired them, that wouldn't work?
Would not work. Sorry. sorry.
Okay. All right, Darlene. What else you got? What other jobs and what else you do for people?
Well, the other thing we can do for businesses is an incumbent worker training program. So let's say you run a business and you have gotten some new equipment, but the training for this equipment is fairly costly because you're going to have to bring in an outside agency to do it, or the manufacturer of the equipment to come in and do it. We can actually pay for that training. Some factors.
That's cool.
Yeah, there's some factors that go into play with a match. And we're not going to get that far into the weeds today, but we might be able to cover the cost of that training for you to upskill your labor force.
That's very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have many businesses taking advantage of this program?
You know, not as many as we would like.
Really?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we have some, but, you know, we have money and we would like to spend more. We'd like to help more businesses. So, you know, it would be a hard problem to not, you know, to be able to spend all of our money. It would be a hard problem.
It would.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We're kind of a secret. I think people don't always realize what we do. And that we're here for businesses and job seekers and individuals going into training. So I think we're underutilized in that capacity.
I have an idea for you.
Sure. What's that?
You should advertise on WJBM Radio. We should let everybody know.
So
you could start spending that money.
We would love to advertise. Unfortunately, we don't have a budget for that.
Oh, well, we got to get a budget for that.
Yeah, well, the other thing we've been very successful in doing, which we just realized that we're probably one of the only areas in the nation to do this, is we've developed a high school apprenticeship for students with disabilities. So we are working in Madison County. We have students who are in the STEP program. So STEP is basically a co-op program for students with disabilities.
STEP.
Uh-huh.
STEP program.
Yeah, Secondary Transition Experience Program.
Nice.
Yeah. So these students are students in the high school. And what we're doing is working with area employers to find out what their pain points are. So their pain points.
Pain points, okay.
Sure. So, you know, employers have positions that they can't fill.
Right.
Or that they have a repetitive turnover in. Yes. So now they're looking to hire somebody that's going to stick.
And they're going to pay a little bit more in order to keep them?
Well, so the way the apprenticeship works out is that they have to start them with minimum wage.
Okay.
It is a year-long program, and it's a calendar year. So we like to start our apprenticeships in August and end in August. So the employer...
Now they're in high school. When
they're in high school, okay. So they're only part-time.
All right.
The nice thing about the STEP program is it's like co-op. So the students typically have time that they can get released during their school day to go to work. So apprenticeships work because part of the time has to be in training and part of the time has to be work. So the school, through the STEP program, is handling the training component mm-hmm. because they're learning about work. They're learning soft skills, all those things an employer wants and needs. They're teaching them in the school. And then we put them on a job, and now they're learning the work skills.
I see.
It's a year-long program. It is part-time. The nice thing is that the students are hired from the beginning with the employer. And when they graduate with their certificate from the Department of Labor, these students are still your employee. So now you have trained your labor force, you brought them in part-time. As they graduate, now you can increase their hours, build their pathway for a substantial career, and keep them full-time.
That is nice.
And to make it even better.
Oh my goodness, you're not going to put some icing on this cake.
I know, we are. We do the OJT wage subsidy for those students while they're in the registered apprenticeship. So that's a year of a subsidy of up to 50% of their wages to the employer.
Nice.
Yeah, why would you not want to do it?
Yes, why wouldn't
Absolutely.
You?
So we really would like to get this project started here in the Jerseyville area.
It's not here. Nobody's
it is
doing
not here.
It.
Right
Nobody's
now, not in this area. We're doing it in Madison County. We currently have a partnership between the city of Collinsville and the Collinsville High School, ACT Transit Bus Service and Edwardsville High School, West Star Aviation.
Nice.
Yes,
yeah.
and Civic Memorial High School. Icon Mechanical in Granite City and Granite City High School. And we're getting ready to start in August, Weber Chevrolet in Granite City High School. So what we do is when we work with the employer, we look at the job description. We then work with the Department of Labor to establish the standards for the apprenticeship. Once we get those established, we're able to start the student in the job. So the nice thing about apprenticeships are that they're flexible and they're not traditional trade apprenticeships any longer. So they can be in a variety of different industries. We have administrative assistant, we have housekeeping, we have event setup, we have landscaping, we have parts runner warehouse.
Yeah.
So there's a variety of them.
Anything in the restaurant industry?
We can look at developing that because there are standards. So if there are restaurants that would like to explore that further, we can do that. We also have been providing a training for customer service. So it's guest service gold tourism training, which covers the hospitality industry.
Okay.
We've actually provided this training to 7 to 9 students at Jerseyville High School.
You did.
And this is an actual training developed by the National Restaurant Association. And our next goal is to start rolling it out to businesses in the hospitality industry throughout Madison, Jersey, Bond, and Calhoun counties.
So this training is going on right now?
It's
are you getting ready?
No, we've done it. We've been doing it in high schools.
Mm-hmm.
And we are coordinating it with the chambers of commerce in certain areas, and we're happy to work with area businesses to bring it to them.
Fantastic.
And it is a certificate program. So okay. When someone finishes the training, they actually get a certificate that they've completed it.
Wow.
That's nice.
Do you got any more info, or have we run out of gas already? What else you got,
well,
Arlene?
We also have a Department of Labor grant for the Gateway Apprenticeship Hub. And the exciting news here in the Jerseyville area is that we are working with Fresh Harvest 365 in coordination with Bear to provide apprenticeship opportunities in this area.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
So if I was a business owner from here in Jersey, Carrollton, or Greene County and Calhoun County, if I wanted to look in, I was listening to the mm-hmm. local spotlight show and I hear all this, all right, mm-hmm. and I go, yes, I'm interested in that. Would I just go to Carolyn in Jerseyville and she could help point me in the right direction?
I would refer you to Madison, to who is on
to
the
Darlene.
Job. Yes, absolutely.
Darlene right. and team. How's that? Right.
Darlene
There's a
and
bunch
team.
Of us.
Right.
Yes.
But the thing of it is, we don't serve Greene County, but we can guide them to mm-hmm. who would.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Our service
right.
is Jersey,
I'm sorry.
Calhoun,
I just know we had listeners from
right.
there. But
right.
basically, Jerseyville. Now, we actually, WJBM does go into Godfrey, so we could
mm-hmm.
have some people listening in Godfrey.
Right. Absolutely.
That is very cool. And I think people do not know about that.
Right. Businesses definitely don't understand all that's available to them.
Yeah, they don't understand. But I'm starting to understand it, which is pretty good for me.
I think maybe we could do an apprenticeship with you here at the radio station,
I think we could. I think we could do one. Somebody take my spot, maybe.
There we go. I'm sure.
All right. Well, anything you want to add to this interview? It's been lovely having you here today.
Yes. Actually, we didn't really touch on our services for individuals who want to go to school.
Well, let's touch on it.
Yeah. So with that, we pay up to $20,000 in tuition and up to $13,000 for books mm-hmm. and fees. So we can help individuals finish some bachelor's degrees at SIU Edwardsville. We work with, as Carolyn had mentioned before, most of the community colleges and some specialty schools for nursing, a lot of medical trades. We have a lot of programs that are available. CDL? Uh-huh. Yeah. So the goal of the program is to train individuals for marketable skills that they'll be able to go out and work and have a substantial gainful wage.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Carolyn, you're up on all this stuff?
I would like to be. I think I am.
And that's what I'm saying. If people came into you, you can get them going in the right direction.
We do a customer profile and go over eligibility with them and see where they want to go and go forward.
Oh, you're going to be busy here.
Carolyn's an expert. She's amazing.
No,
well, she's been doing it for 35 years. She's natural.
No, I'm
yes,
not.
Yes, she is.
But
she's
amazing. I really have to say I really love my job, and I never think that it's work.
Yeah, you know what the great thing about you, Carolyn, is that you love people and you love helping people. You are perfect for your job.
Thank you.
And I've known you for a long, long time, and you love. I've never heard a mean or anything come out of your mouth that wasn't sweet and loving.
Oh, you're too kind.
No, that's the truth. You are a loving person that just loves
Thank you.
Helping others.
I appreciate you saying that.
Yes.
Thank you.
We completely agree with you.
Yeah, she's.
I mean, yes, she's amazing. She's.
I have
awesome.
Been very, very fortunate with my work. I truly have.
Yeah, you love your work.
I do.
Yes,
I do.
All right, I'm sure you're going to work another 20 years.
Well, to be honest, no.
No, are you retiring?
I am.
When are you retiring?
The end of June.
That's exactly
right.
What I said.
All right. You hear that, people? Get in there quick. She's leaving in June.
I wasn't going to put that on public radio, but all my friends know, so it's okay. Yeah.
All right.
No, I really have enjoyed my work. I truly say it's not been a job.
Yeah. You love getting up in the morning and go to work.
I don't mind.
Yes. All right. Well, Darlene and Carolyn, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank
today.
You.
Thank you.
And we will... be anxious to see what happens. I'll talk to you. I might stop in
okay.
in a little bit and see if we've reached anybody out there.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that'd be
okay.
great.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You.